This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Jason Prestonario. Jason is the GM of the Healthcare Solutions Business Unit at Komodo Health. Jason, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Jason, before we jump into your role at Komodo, let's start with yourself. Can you give us a brief overview of your journey in technology from where you got started to where you're at today? And obviously your title at Komodo is broad, but you're very much a data science person. So walk us through your journey, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually got started. I actually started in mechanical engineering. So I got my undergrad and graduate degrees at Stanford, and specifically was focused on energy systems, which is really all about building models of energy phenomenon. Think of power plants, fuel cells, jet engines, rockets, all of the sort of ways in which energy can be used, but really focused on modeling these phenomenon. And so that got me into a lot of programming and coding, and that really was the focus of what I was interested in doing. So from there, I thought about pushing into leveraging that and building. You know, I had internships at Pratt & Whitney, thought about going to a place like Ford, but I ended up at Palantir instead. And the reason was I really was intrigued with, again, I love the software side of it and the coding and the programming, and frankly, love the idea of building models. And that leaned itself very much into data science. So I spent a number of years at Palantir helping to develop our forward deployed data science team on the commercial side of the business. And it really was an incredible experience getting to see lots of different industries, lots of different data, lots of different use cases, industries ranging from finance, energy, consumer packaged goods, but not healthcare. So an incredible experience there, but started to get intrigued with healthcare and get intrigued with this massive part of the economy that has such tremendous data challenges between obviously privacy concerns, but also data silos, data usability. And so ended up serendipitously stumbling across Komodo about 5 years ago as I was trying to see what was next for me. And Komodo was about 20 people at the time, and this was about 5 years ago. And I joined to head up our data science team here and have been doing lots of different things since as we've continued to grow over the last 5 years.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. And we can get into the why behind the switch into healthcare in a bit more detail in a minute. But before we do that, tell us about Komodo Health. Who are Komodo as a business? What are you guys doing within the healthcare space? What's the mission of the business? And then we can go through your role, starting as the head of data science in a growing startup to where it is today.
Yeah. So Komodo is a software analytics company that's really looking to help reinvent how data is used in the healthcare industry. So historically, the approach has been buying these massive data sets from legacy data aggregators, trying to sort through this data yourself, find some insights, regardless of exactly where you are in healthcare, designing a clinical trial, launching a new drug, understanding real-world outcomes, so on. But the problem is that this data is generally out of date, incomplete, and/or redundant by the time it gets to you, and is not necessarily delivered in a usable way. Think of kind of the historical understanding of hey, this data is going to get delivered in 100 different spreadsheets, which also inherently means that you have a flat structure to it. There's no way to necessarily pull through and create more complicated structures that might make more sense for that particular use case. So this is the historic way things are done. On our end, the way that we think about it is we've wanted to and have strived to build our healthcare map, which contains the de-identified patient journeys of over 325 million U.S. patients, which includes nearly every touch point that a patient has with the healthcare system. And for us, it starts with that closed patient journey And when I say closed, it means that we have every touch point that patient is seeing and has with the healthcare system. And as opposed to you see a couple of instances, you see a prescription here, you see a visit to the doctor there, but you're not getting everything else in between. And speaking as a data scientist, right, this is really the difference between a null and a zero and having that full denominator when you're thinking about really leveraging this work for, or excuse me, leveraging this data for analytics. So that really becomes the foundation of who we are. And then we build a lot of software applications on top in order to deliver these insights and analytics to the stakeholders that are going to do something with that data. Because of course, data in and of itself is not valuable. It's only valuable insofar as you use it to really improve an outcome. And all of that leads to our stakeholders across the healthcare industry being able to use these insights to lower the burden of disease, which ultimately is our mission and why we exist.
Excellent. Super helpful. I want to spend a bit of time talking about the journey over the past 4 years, because you mentioned in your intro there when you joined Komodo, it was a much smaller organization, but growing rapidly at the time. And you've advanced within the organization from head of data science to then head of all of data to now head of the actual healthcare solutions business unit, which is essentially the entire data platform. Can you give us some insight into what that's been like over the past, 4 years, and maybe some standout milestones, whether it be challenges you faced, wins that you had along the way?
Yeah. When we got started, obviously, the reason I came to Komodo and joined and what's been true from day one is that vision to create this healthcare map where we are tying together all of these touch points and using it right to lower the burden of disease. That's been the vision. That's been the mission from day one. But of course, when we started, we didn't have anything nearing the type of platform we have today. And in fact, we were focused on a very specific application, and that application Aperture, which really helps to understand providers within therapeutic areas and understand their touch points with patients, as well as their scientific contributions and their industry engagement. That application is still our standout application today. So it's still a really important part of what we do. But when we started, right, that was the focus, and it was much more around how do we really understand the providers and their touch points and really do a lot of, from a data science perspective, a lot of entity resolution across these providers. Think about questions like, how do we know that this doctor who saw this patient is the same doctor who wrote this publication, right, or participated in this clinical trial? It's actually not necessarily straightforward, and you certainly have plenty of name collisions and other ways in which actually being able to tie this all together is difficult. So that was really the start. And as time progressed and we started to think more and more around, okay, we've been able to understand that piece of the equation. Now we want to move on, because if we're thinking about how we're reducing the burden of disease, that really has to be associated with the patient. So we ended up really starting to dive a level deeper than just, hey, what's going on at the provider level, to really start to string together what's happening at a patient level. And that's where bringing more and more data sources into the mix. And these data sources run the gamut from publicly available data sets all the way through to folks that we write checks to give us data, all the way through to some of the payers that we work with. All of these different sources and points of data we bring together. And then now it's really important to create, right, the resolution at a patient level and really start to understand how we can string together all of these associations. And what's happened over time is we've become more and more obsessed with this idea of a closed patient life. And that's really a big part of, you know, where we started to kind of advance and make progress. So the distinction between, right, you show up at a provider and you see some advanced treatment that's being given to that patient, but you have no idea, right, where they came from. You don't know what was tried before. You don't know the context of even the disease that they're on. You don't know anything about what exactly is pushing this provider to actually associate this patient with a particular disease. So that's been a huge part of our progression, really getting focused on this kind of closed patient complete data set.
Super helpful. I want to now help the audience visualize typical use cases for your platform users. So could you give us an example of how and when your users are interacting with the platform? What's the purpose? What's the objective? And how is the Komodo platform helping them improve what they do on the user side?
Yeah, so I'll give you maybe a few different kinds of examples. So on the one hand, you can think of your life sciences organization and you're really trying to say, hey, we've got a new treatment that we've developed. And in many cases, these are the kind of treatments that are really advancing into saving patients' lives, treatment for conditions that previously had been untreatable. Once you've developed that, there's no way to easily communicate that out to every doctor who might need to understand how this treatment works. Unfortunately, doctors are not spending their time reading up on white papers, and some do, of course, and things of that nature on the latest treatment, but a lot of them are doing what they should be doing, which is seeing patients, right, and treating patients. So instead, what happens is the life sciences organizations have to say, who do we need to reach out to? And that's where being able to, again, tie together this patient journey and create the analytics on top to really understand and pull up to, for that provider that's seeing these types of patients, how do you know that these are the right patients for a particular type of treatment and a new type of therapy? And how can you really push through into communicating that effectively to them? So that's one use case that I can speak to. But another use case, which is in a completely different sort of direction and speaks to, again, the breadth of what the platform can enable, is what if you're looking to reach out as a, there's a big push within the healthcare industry broadly to really take on more ownership of treatment of patients, whether it's value-based care contracting or even just self-insured employers who are saying, I want more ownership over what is a ton of costs and a ton of waste within the healthcare system. So if you're a self-insured employer and you really have, again, a bunch of patients, and you need to be very, because these are your employees, right? These aren't just data points. These are people, but you want to make sure that they're getting the right care. So how do you figure out ways to, again, bring our healthcare map and have this de-identified view where you're not going through and re-identifying an individual and a population, but understand what are the types of care treatments and what are the types of programs that can really benefit that population and really help them to be healthier, reduce that burden of disease, and of course, end up costing less as well. And all of that breadth is possible once you've assembled this healthcare map.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Your role has evolved over time as the company has grown. I would love to get some insight as to the current makeup of the data team. Obviously, your title now encompasses the entire platform, but at your core, you're still a data scientist. Can you give us some insight into what it's like at the data team at Komodo right now? How many people, how many different roles, and how they all collaborate together? It'd be good to understand how you've grown the team and built a good culture.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, the way that we're continuing to evolve our structure and how we build the organization just speaks to the importance of flexibility as you are going from a 20-person startup to having 500-plus people at your organization. It's just a very different structure, a very different way of operating. And I think our culture around seeking growth is a big part of how we've been able to navigate this well and be flexible. At the moment for me, right, I'm more so thinking about how when we build this platform, we can enable others to really build within the platform themselves. And I can give some examples there, but that's a little bit more of what I'm currently focused on. We also have a core data team, right, that is ensuring that this healthcare map that we've built is continuing to become the most robust it can be, continuing to put more and more of those analytics and enrichments and AI so that we have the best ability to leverage this data for these types of use cases. So I'd separate it out right into kind of these two slightly different domains, one about how we build this healthcare map, And then two, about how we can continue to find ways for others to leverage it. And I'm focusing today a little bit more on the latter side of that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. Staying on the topic of the theme, incredible growth so far, and clearly that's driven by the demand for the platform from your users. When you look ahead for the rest of the year into 2022 and beyond, what are you most excited about for Komodo Health and your team?
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned, that ability to allow others to build is something that we're becoming more and more obsessed with in terms of when we have these types of data points available. And the reason for that, just to maybe take a little bit of a step back and talk through this, the reason for that is there is so much. When I think about the AI industry writ large, there is so much of an emphasis on new types of technology when it comes to AI and algorithm development. And I get it. That's interesting. That's where there's a lot of buzz. And I get why that's going to be the thing that people focus on. But the reality is that so much of this is predicated and built off of having a robust foundation. And if you have that, the robust foundation is really the key to actually being able to enable all of these advancements in techniques and algorithms. If you don't have the appropriate data and the quality is bad in that data, you're not going to get anywhere. And this is, I think, a huge part of for healthcare, for the healthcare ecosystem writ large, what we're trying to do. So if you think of it as, and we've done some work in this space, and there are others that have come into our platform to leverage the map and work on this type of problem as well. If you think about rare disease prediction, there are a ton, unfortunately, of rare orphan diseases within the population. And these are diseases that people don't know. You see this progression where there is, for example, for hereditary amyloidosis, right? You see a progression of neurophysicians and cardiophysicians and GIs and all of these folks that are not sure what's going on. But when you have access to, right, all of that underlying data, you can build algorithms on top of it that allow you to pull through and say, hey, based on this full longitudinal journey, this patient probably, they may have some type of a condition. And then being able to, again, pull that up and isolate that to, hey, these are the providers we need to go out and communicate to. But that underlying algorithm, right, is not just about the algorithm. And in fact, we want to go allow people to build more and more algorithms and do more and more analytics in our platform on top of that robust data foundation. And that is what we get really excited about in terms of what's happening in the future. It's when you have that robust data foundation that this all works. So just to go over to a different industry to maybe give a bit of an example, obviously self-driving cars and the AI that goes behind it is something that's obviously getting incredibly exciting. And there's been a lot of advancements in that space. But think about how much effort has gone into all of the data that's been collected and curated and made extremely robust in order to power those types of algorithms. This isn't, and the interesting thing, and not to get very metaphysical on you here, but it's not any different than us as humans. We as humans don't come out of the womb knowing that a hot stove is hot. We have to learn that. We have to get ground truth. And then we build those algorithms. We build that understanding. But if that data that you're building those algorithms off of is bad, it's incomplete, it doesn't have that full patient journey, it's messy, it hasn't been enriched with all of the appropriate understanding and reference data, then your algorithms are going to not work well. And that to us is what we get very obsessed with. And we love the idea of having more and more algorithms and AI being built off of our platform. And we have a lot of great examples of that. And it's because we have spent the time and the effort to build up the technology that can really power that and be the backbone.
So Jason, final question from me then. Looking at the data team with a mix of engineers, data scientists, and everything else that goes into it, what opportunities are there going to be over the next 12 months for people to join Komodo? And with that, what do you look for when you're hiring people for the data team?
Yeah. So for me, I think there is opportunities across the board, right? So again, if you think through that full progression that I discussed, You obviously, there's a lot of back-end data architectural work we need in order to make this platform robust and to make our healthcare map robust. But this includes everything from the security aspects of it, the privacy aspects. Obviously, we're talking about healthcare data and the ability to make sure that the right access controls are in place and that the entire platform is architected correctly is paramount. It's critical. It's crucial, right? All the way through to a big part of what we offer versus, again, some of the ways in which the industry had operated previously is we're not about little silos of data that are out of date and not updated and not connected. It's about bringing all of the pipelining together and making it as real time as possible so that as it gets pulled through our systems, it's updating in real time across not only all of our applications, but everything else that's happening based off of the healthcare map. So from a data engineering perspective and thinking through how do we lower that latency and ensure that we have that robustness all the way through to the QA side of it. So obviously there's a lot of validation exercises that we need to run because trust is paramount. You need to be able to trust the data and trust and understand that we're the ground truth of healthcare. The healthcare map is the ground truth. So we need to ensure that if we get bad data into our systems, we can identify it, right? And make sure that it's dealt with. And then of course, and will always be near and dear to my heart, the data science aspect of it continues to be critical. And there's, you know, a few ways in which data science is critical. So one, of course, when we think about the types of enrichments that we're doing to our data and how we're making those enrichments available, we have an entire analytic API layer that's really predicated on how do we give a lot of those building blocks. So when you're talking about a line of therapy progression or a patient journey progression, there is that ability to leverage a lot of what we've built so that you can get off the ground running very quickly. And all of our applications leverage this as well. So that type of kind of foundational enrichment of the data. And then all the way through to actually creating models and algorithms around predictions. Again, I mentioned predicting rare disease and being able to better identify and spot that all the way through to being able to really understand how does a provider operate. We have these specialties that are these board accreditations that are sometimes 20, 30, 40 years old. And that's not how a doctor operates anymore. So we have our own algorithms to really identify the clinical specialty of these providers, right? Based on not what their paperwork on their wall says, but how they're treating patients. And all that's built off of the algorithms that our data science team is building and running. So across the board, it's all exciting and all areas where we need to grow. And I guess in summary, the way that I'd say it, and this is something that I talk about a lot with the team, is we have the ground truth on healthcare in this country. So any type of question that can get asked of healthcare, is this disease, is this treatment effective? All the way through to, I'm seeing a whole bunch of weird conditions in this patient. What does that mean? All of these questions, right? That holy grail of being able to understand how and where a disease is, generated, all the way through to how and where and how best to treat that disease. All of that is possible, but it's all built off of, again, the robustness of the data, but then pulling that through to the algorithms that sit on top of it. Like I said, tying back to my origin story of why I wanted to get into healthcare, this is really why, right? The ability to really make a difference and lower that burden of disease across the country. And of course, data science to me is the way to do it.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. Jason, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. So appreciate you sharing your own background, your journey, and what led you to Komodo. And then obviously telling us all of the work that's happening at Komodo. Truly fascinating. Sounds like an amazing place for anyone who's interested in data and having a mission-oriented role. So we wish you, your team, and everyone at Komodo the best of luck. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.